Scriber Show. Good to have you here. Good to have you here. The president tweeting just a few minutes ago that he is ready to close the southern border using the U.S. military if necessary. This being tweeted out in the last few minutes. I'm watching the Democrat Party led because they want open borders and existing weak laws assault our country by Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, whose leaders are doing little to stop this large flow of people, including many criminals, from entering Mexico to the U.S. In addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their population, I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. And if they are unable to do so, I will call up the United States military and close our southern border. Close our southern border is in all caps. The assault on our country at our southern border, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, is far more important to me as president than trade or the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Hopefully Mexico will stop this onslaught at their northern border. All Democrats are at fault for the weak laws. So the president, reacting to this caravan we've been talking about this morning, now more than 4,000 people strong, and gathering steam. And if you watch some of the videos online, you'll see that there are people handing out cash to these people walking north and riding in trucks. Where does that money come from, you have to ask? Who's supplying the money? Who's supplying the water and the food and a place to sleep and the shelter and the television cameras and the radio microphones and the photographers for the newspapers? They all seem to be coordinated quite well with this march north as well, don't they? But the president says he will put the United States military on the southern borders to close the border. You want to talk about amping up the election? There it is. There's an October surprise for you, because the debate today will be all about whether the president can put the United States military on the southern border to secure the border from invasion. Because if you have people coming across the border, which we do, and record numbers of families coming across the border since the president stopped the program that the Democrats screamed about, where parents and children were sometimes temporarily separated at the border when they were detained for illegally coming into the country. Since that policy was rolled back, the number of families and parents coming into the country illegally has exploded. It has exploded. And so now you have a situation where you have, well, basically, this whole caravan is openly mocking the United States government, saying, you can't stop us. We're coming there. And I understand they come from deplorable conditions of poverty and violence and gangs and drugs. And despite all of that, we can't just throw up the door open and say, everybody gets to come in. It doesn't work that way. We need an orderly procession. We need to follow the laws. We need to respect the people that have gone through that process previously and paid their dues and stood in line and learned the American system and passed their citizenship test and all of those things and raised their right hands and promised to protect and defend the United States Constitution, respect the United States Constitution. All of those things cannot be thrown out because of the political expediency of the left. This is going to become a campaign issue, I guarantee you. Let me read this tweet to you again that came out just a few minutes ago from President Trump. In addition to stopping all payments to these countries, and he's referring to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, in addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seems to have almost no control over their population, I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. And if unable to do so, I will call up the United States military and close our southern border. This is where we've gotten into the conversation. Remember, it was 2006. When the border wall was voted on and passed in a bipartisan fashion. Republicans and Democrats agreed in 2006 during the administration of George W. Bush to build a southern wall, a southern border that was secure. We have failed miserably to do so because there are two groups of people in this country that would love those illegals to keep piling in: the Democrats who want the votes and the businesses that want cheap labor. It's a bipartisan problem, that's for sure. But it might take a disruptor to stop the problem. and it sounds like he's prepared to do so. He went on to tweet, the assault of our country at our southern border, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, is far more important to me as president than trade or the USMCA, which is the new NAFTA agreement, the USMCA. Hopefully Mexico will stop this onslaught at their northern border, all Democrats' fault for weak laws. There's another reason for Republicans to go to the ballot box. He's talking to his voters and to independents and to anybody who believes that sovereignty is important, that borders are important. That's what he's focused on. And at the same time, the president is also telling his cabinet to cut spending by 5% in this country. So he's showing fiscal responsibility. He's showing responsibility to the security of a free nation by demanding that our borders be secured. And all of this he does with a headwind of an antagonistic media and an obstructionist Democratic Party. Consider how much has been done with those two elements staring him in the face and buffeting him every time he tries to move forward. Imagine, if you will, what the country would be like if he didn't have those impediments in front of him. What would the country be like? Would we be able to move quicker on securing the border, on a better deal with everyone? Because there isn't anything that has been put forth by this president that hasn't been resisted, if you will, by the left, by the Democrats. And imagine something else, if you will. Take a moment. And imagine, if you will, if it were October of 2018 and President Hillary Clinton was in charge. The Supreme Court would be 6-3 in a very liberal way. The culture wars would, for all intents and purposes, be lost, and the things that you stand for and your faith and your family would be denigrated and ignored because it would be of no relevance to the far left fringe that would have taken over the court by now. Your taxes would be higher. The borders would be, frankly, worse. And as I said before, I believe we'd have been into a war by now. I believe that if Hillary Clinton were elected president, she would have to show how tough she is. And the way you do that is by flexing your military muscle. Everybody on the left said, well, Donald Trump will get us into a war. Well, he hasn't done that. In fact, he crushed ISIS quite effectively. And we've avoided war quite effectively. So things, just take a moment and think about what the country would look like. Seriously, if Hillary were president. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life and keeping you up at night, listen up. You need some help from a professional, Chris McClatcher. He has 25 years of experience helping people with their taxes. People just like you. He's an accountant. He's an attorney. He can get it done. He has Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. SteveGruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more with Chris McClatcher. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris McClatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
As University of Michigan regent, Andrea Fisher Newman has spent her career working to keep tuition low. That's why Newman has the support of Wolverine greats.
Hello, this is former University of Michigan football coach Lloyd Carr.
This is Jackie Harbaugh, mother of University of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh.
Hi, this is Kathy Schembechler. I want to talk to you about my friend Andrea Fisher Newman.
She's the most experienced board member and is never afraid to take a stand.
Andrea is an outstanding leader who has worked hard to keep tuition low so that all Michigan families can afford to send their kids to the University of Michigan.
Andrea does what is right for our state and our school, regardless of politics. That is why I am asking you to join me, Kathy Schembechler,
Jackie Arbaugh,
Lloyd Carr, in supporting Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent.
Support Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent and go blue. Paid for by Andrea Fisher Newman for U of M Regent.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and